SAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Four and a half minutes to go in the first half here on 18, Watertown 9. Coming off the media timeout, Watertown has not hit a shot from the field in a long time. I can't tell you the exact time, but Watertown started out 3 of 6, and according to my accounting, they have now missed 11 shots in a row from the field. Hag back into the game for the Tigers off the timeout as Ganey will take the seat with two fouls. Lob comes in the middle to Beauchamp. He's going to drive on Hag. Kick out in the corner. Open three. Engstrom is good. Watertown breaks their long scoring drought from the field. Engstrom with 6. And Watertown back within 6, 18-12. Hag on the right wing. Goes baseline to Elwine. Elwine, left side, back door. They try to get it to McNeil, thrown away. McNeil going after the ball, but Watertown able to come out with it. Good hustle by McNeil, but Cran's able to keep control of the ball. Olson gets the ball up ahead. Beauchamp right back to Olson on the right wing. Watertown trying to get a little momentum back. Engstrom just hit the three. He'll drive, reverse layup for two. And just like that, Watertown a 5-0 run after they struggled. Forces Engstrom that has been instrumental here. And Watertown back within 4, 18-14, 5-0 run by the Arrows. Right side, it's Elwine. He's out there with Beauchamp. He'll drive baseline. Gets cut off by the double team. Back up top, Porish. Anderson into the paint. Goes back door. Hag, pump fake to the hoop. Counted, he's fouled. Holden Hag with the bump fake. Engstrom bit on it. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Holden Hag. Carson Evans in, replacing Porish for the Tigers. First bucket of the game for Hag. Trying to check, see who that foul was. I think it was on Engstrom. It was his first. Second team on Watertown. Free throw, no good for Hag. Long rebound, but nobody went after it for Huron. And it's arrow ball into the front court. Here's Engstrom underneath the basket. Traveled. He got double-teamed by Evans and Elwine, and there was no place to go. The double-E combination forces the turnover. Huron Tigers get the ball back. 20-14, Huron leading. 3:14 to go in the first half. Into the front court, left side, it's McNeil. Cut there, now in the middle. Hag drives, he'll go up against Olson and takes it up for two again. Hag at the free throw line just drove hard on Olson. 4 points for Hag. And here I'm back up by 8, 22-14. Engstrom up top, Olson. Kranz comes over to get the ball. He's going to drive, attack the basket, cut off by Elwine. Beauchamp back up top, reverse it right side to Engstrom. Engstrom fakes. Now Kranz on the right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kranz will drive. Lost the ball, but picked up by Engstrom. He'll drive. Shoot over Moding. No good. And Elwine with the rebound. Elwine hesitates. Gets it into the front court. Cutting to the hoop again is Holden Hag. Too far deep that time. Lobs it back out to Elwine. He'll reset the offense. Elwine on the drive against Beauchamp, puts it up with the scoop, and he's going to be called for a travel. Good helping defense that time by Olson, and that kind of surprised Elwine on the stutter step. It turns over to the Watertown Arrows. Rodden back into the game for Watertown, and Porish is back in, replacing Hague, who gave Huron some quality minutes here in the second quarter. And now, what are we doing here? Ogles coming in for McNeil. Arrows, I know, came in with a couple of new guys. Brody Torgerson in. He came in before now, though. Rodden will bring the ball up, and again, it's Gavin Moding matched up with Rodden. That's the way it's been most of the first half. Get it off to the left side. Torgerson picked up his dribble near the timeline. Can't get rid of it, and a foul going to go on Ogle. Colton Ogle is playing defense, and he gets called for a foul, his first. That'll be the fourth team on the Huron Tigers.
Let's go, Tigers!
2 minutes to go exactly in the first half. Any more Tiger fouls will give the Arrows the bonus. Huron up 22-14. Late second quarter. Get it into Rodden. Now as Ganey and MCJ back into the game. Left side, begin it up top, Olson. Olson looked to the back door, cut, not there. Kick it back out. Torgerson. Torgerson left wing with Ogle. Now in the corner, it's Olson. Olson looking inside. He's got Evans on him. He'll drive, spin, double teamed, and a foul on Huron. As again, Huron gets penalized for playing defense. And this will put Olson to the free throw line to shoot two. Minute 41 to go in the first half. Huron up 22-14. Free throws pending for Jake Olson. First free throw is good. Jake, state champion golfer and probably one of the best high school golfers to come out of South Dakota in the last 15 years. He's very good at the craft. Hits a free throw and hits the second. His first 2 points of the game. Watertown back within six with a minute 39 to go in the first half. Here's the drive. Elwine tries the off-handed scoop. No good. He's fouled. And if there had not been a foul, it would have been an easy bucket for Evans, who got the rebound and the putback. Foul is going to go on Jake Olson. That'll be his first. And two free throws pending for Blake Elwine. 7 points for Blake, all in the first quarter. He'll get two free throws here. The first one is good. Eight for Blake. Here on back up by seven with a minute 34 to go in the first half. Second shot for Elwine is good. Hit them both. And here I'm back up by 8, 24-16, and we have a timeout, Watertown. Minute 34 to go in the first half. Here on up 8, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.
30-second timeout actually taken by the Huron Tigers, their first of the game. Minute 34 to go in the first half, and Watertown and Huron leading 24-16. Getting some pressure in the backcourt. They get it up ahead to Olson into the front. Olson now picked up his dribble, got to get rid of it. Finally coming out to get the ball is Rabine. Rabine, top of the key. Boy, really throwing the elbow there with no call. Rodden at the top of the key. Little weave out there now. Engstrom off on the right side. Will go in low post. Rabine back out top. Kranz. Kranz will drive. Ball slapped away by Ganey and controlled by Elwine. Elwine in transition. Stops and pops. No good. Long rebound out to Porish. Back out to Elwine. Elwine has his pocket picked. Olson with the steal. Down the floor. Olson. It gets stopped by Ganey, but gets it into the front court. Long 3-4. Engstrom, no good. Long rebound comes out to Elwine. Elwine into the front court. Getting beat on a bit. Elwine, a little hesitation. Spin move, hard to the hoop, and gets fouled again. Going for the scoop, and two more free throws for Blake Elwine. 24-16, 38 seconds to go in the first half. Here on Tigers on top, and the free throws pending for Blake Elwine. Foul, I believe, was on Peyton Bisker. First free throw good for Elwine. One more shot pending. McNeil going to check back in for the Tigers. Replace Ganey. Again, don't let Ganey pick up a cheap third foul with 38 seconds to go in the first half. One more shot for Blake Elwine. Got them both. Elwine with 11, and here on their biggest lead of the first half, 26-16. Double team in the backcourt. Engstrom will get it across the timeline, up the middle of the floor. Now funnels off to Kranz, now Rabine. Left side, Olsen. Olsen up top, now coming back to get it, Kranz. About 3 seconds different game clock, shot clock here, so Watertown can't quite take it all the way down. Rodden will drive, get by Evans, go into traffic, get fouled. Rodden was able to use his quickness to get by Evans. Then Evans did pick up the foul. There was somebody that came out and helped. Evans did block the shot, prevented a chance at a old-fashioned three-point play. Dylan Rodden at the line to shoot two. First free throw is good for Rodden. 12.4 seconds to go here in the first half. 26-17. Huron's lead 9. Ganey will check in for Ogle. And coming back on the floor for Watertown is Mitch Olson, replacing Jake Olson. Rodden with 3 points in the first half. Second free throw is good. Watertown has knocked down their free throws. Huron's got 12 seconds to work with. Near front court comes Elwine. Elwine will drive all the way. Jump stop back out. Three for Ganey is short. Rebound Watertown with 2 seconds to work with. Get it up ahead and they won't get a shot off. And that will end the first half. At the half, Huron Tigers lead by 8. Huron 26. Watertown 18. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime at the Denny, and the Huron Tigers lead Watertown 26-18. A tough shooting first half for Watertown, but you just can't be comfortable because Watertown can make up an 8-point deficit in a hurry if they get their shots to start drop. Just a good first half defensively for Huron. We'll get to the score updates here coming up. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update at the Class B tournament. First consolation game today, Wessington Springs defeated Viberg-Hurley 52-39. Midway through the second quarter, Gregory leads Leola Frederick 23-16. In the double A again, the first game today saw Jefferson defeat Roosevelt 60-38. Winner of this game plays Jefferson for the consolation championship tomorrow afternoon. Class A, they're late in the fourth quarter, and Pine Ridge leads Vermilion 69-59. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 2 minute timeout, and we will return here to the Denny with the halftime stats. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime here on 26, Watertown 18, consolation round, AA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Watertown scoring in the first half, 8 points by Will Engstrom. He kind of kept Watertown in it. He hit the only two field goals that Watertown had in the second quarter. He has eight, Dylan Rodden with four, then 2 points apiece, Caden Beauchamp, Marcus Rabine, and Jake Olson. Watertown's kind of saved themselves at the free throw line as well. For the Huron Tigers, 11 for Blake Elwine, 6 for C.J. Gainey, 4 points Holden Haig, 3 Anderson Porish, and 2 for Gavin Moding. Shooting in the first half for Watertown, 5 of 21, 24%, 1 of 9 from the 3 for 11%. Again, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. That's been a saving grace for Watertown. Huron Tigers, 9 of 17 from the field, 53%, 2 of 6. Off the three, 33%. You're on 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Watertown with 13 rebounds. Nobody with more than three. Huron has 14 rebounds, 7 for Blake Elwine. Huron with 8 turnovers and Watertown with 6 in the first half. And those are the stats here at the half with Huron leading 26-18. We'll take another timeout of 1 minute and get ready for our second half here from Sioux Falls. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with your family at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant. Enjoy our Easter buffet of prime rib, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, mac and cheese salad, tossed salad, broccoli salad, and cottage cheese pockets with cream sauce. Plus, a dessert box. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant Easter buffet is Sunday, March 31st from 10:30 till 3. Call 605-352-1639 for reservations.
Crop insurance from the experts. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our agents are well-versed in our full line of crop insurance products and use them on our farms and ranches. At Bauman Agency, we take pride in our expertise, top-notch service, and best-fit products for your farm. Be it multi-peril, crop hail, livestock, pasture, and more, we have you covered. Call 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Ready to go with the second half. I'm Jeff Duffy at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. Consolation round of the state AA boys basketball tournament. You're on leading by 8 at the half. Winner of this game gets Sioux Falls Jefferson for the consolation championship tomorrow afternoon. Loser has Roosevelt for 7th place tomorrow afternoon. So far so good for Huron, but again, you just got to figure Watertown's not going to shoot at a 24% clip here in the second half. They're too good of a shooting team. Huron did a good job on them defensively in the first half, but Watertown's a team that can get hot quick from the field, and they can make up an 8-point deficit in a hurry, so you can't let up here as we get set for the second half. Starters on the floor both ways, and Watertown will have possession as we begin play here in the third quarter. Inbounds will come to Kranz. He's got McNeil on him. Huron staying straight man. Bounce pass right side to Olson. Olson looking inside. Beauchamp has it. A mismatch there with Moding. Beauchamp hard to the hoop. Blocked again by Blake Helwine. And Blake says, hey, nothing wrong with that. Oh, Watertown's furious that there wasn't a foul, but you don't block shot isn't a foul. So therefore, we play on. Inbounds, we'll lob it out to a Beauchamp, top of the key. Right on, can't get the shot off. Rodden, now goes Beauchamp, back up top Olson. Olson looking right, going back door, nothing there. Now Rodden in the corner, he'll drive into the paint. Floater in the scoop for two. Split the defenders, Rodden with 6. And Watertown's as close as they've been since early second quarter, 26-20 Huron. Huron with the ball for the first time. Left side is McNeil on the wing. McNeil look back door, not there. Back up top, Moding. Moding dribbles off to the right. Moding flips it on the baseline to Elwine. Elwine stops, corner of the lane, kick out. 3 for McNeil, back of the iron, no good. Rebound on the weak side for Kranz and Watertown. Kranz into the front court, Olson for 3, no good. Rebound ricochets out, and Kranz going to come out with the loose ball. Back door, here's the floater for 2 for Olson. Huron gives up the offensive rebound, and Watertown is pulled within 4, 26-22, and Rodden nearly gets the steal, and then a foul going to go on Watertown. Rodden almost got the steal, and then Ganey going after the ball got tripped, I believe, by Olson. Jake Olson, might be his second foul, I believe. I'm not sure who it was on. Might have been on Beauchamp. There's a foul on Watertown, and Huron will have the ball. Haig back into the game, replacing Porish. And now official talking to, I believe, who's defending on Blake Elwine. underneath the basket. Elwine comes out in the corner. Huron could use a basket here. Watertown some momentum. Elwine, a little crossover. Up top, it's McNeil. McNeil flicks back to Ganey for three. Right wing, no good. Rebound tapped out by Moding. Out of bounds, will stay with Huron. Huron maybe caught a break on that call. And the Tigers will inbound it under the basket. 26-22 Huron. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Another three for Ganey. And an offensive foul, a moving screen, going to be called on Moding. Moding picks up his second. And you can just feel the needle going towards Watertown here to start the second half. Inbounds to Rodden, and he'll bring it up against Moding. That's been the matchup. Rodden into the front court. Flicks off to the right side. High post, Beauchamp. Beauchamp, a little weave there. Now gives it back to Rodden. Rodden on the right wing against Moding. Shoots over Gavin. Got it. Got the shooter's roll. Rodden, a couple of buckets here to begin the second half. Watertown, 6-0 run. They pulled within two here to start the second half. Drive and a blocking call going to go on Olson. Jake Olson picks up his second foul. Second team on Watertown, and Porish quickly back in for McNeil. 26-24, Watertown is pulled within two. You're on a run the out-of-bounds play from underneath the basket. Give it to Moding on the right wing. There's Elwine on the baseline. They look to double him. Now backing his way in, back it out. Now Elwine on the drive, and offensive foul on Elwine. Elwine picked up his second foul. And Huron just needs to get this thing set back, as all the momentum right now is in the favor of the Arrows. Rodden brings the ball into the front court. Still on the drive. Goes in the corner. Now backs it out. Ganey pops out on him. Right in front of me in the middle. They get it up high to Olson. Swing it around. Rodden step back. Can't get the three off. Right side Engstrom back in. He'll drive into the paint. Kick out three. Kranz. Watertown leads. 9-0 run by Watertown to open the second half, and they lead 27-26. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Elwine hard to the hoop. Bakes it in, count it. He's fouled. Elwine with a baker's dozen, and he'll have a chance. They have the old-fashioned three-point play. That'll be foul number three on Kranz. And Elwine at the line to look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And does. Elwine has 14. Here on back up by two, 29-27. Full court pressure by Huron. They get in the corner. Engstrom. Engstrom will bring it up with Elwine checking him. Into the front court. Elwine went for a steal. Engstrom gets away, and a foul on Elwine. And that's his third. So two quick fouls here in the second half on Elwine. Picks up his third personal. For now, he's going to stay on the floor, but he'll have to play carefully with three fouls. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Evans going to come in, but not before the ball inbounded. Rodden goes off to the left, goes with the scoop. No good. Elwine grabs the board. Elwine will bring the ball up with Olson on him. Up to the top of the key, comes off to the right. Hesitation, goes to the hoop. Off glass for two. Elwine with 16. Huron goes back up by four. Into the front court, Engstrom gives to Olson. He'll drive, double teamed. Kick out and stolen away. Ganey stole the kick out pass. Huron into the front court. Moding way outside, sets it up for the Tigers. Haig on the wing. Back to Porish. Porish drives, goes into a double team, gets tied up, jump ball. Possession will keep it with Huron, and we have a timeout on the floor. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Huron 31, Watertown 27. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Media timeout. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Elwine and Haig go out. Ogle and Evans in for the Huron Tigers. Moding will trigger the inbounds on the baseline. Get it out to Porish. Three, left elbow, no good. Long rebound, and Olsen going to grab it away from Gainey. Was a good look, did not go. Huron has only hit a couple of threes in the game. Watertown down four with the ball. Back into the game for Watertown, Peyton Bisker. Right side, Rodden. He'll drive the hoop over Ogle, put it up, no good. Watertown wanted a call, didn't get it. Rebound, Porish. Good defensive play by Ogle, and I think a technical foul has been called on Pat McClemens. Technical foul on McClemens, and Huron will shoot. I think it was just a warning. It was not a technical, because Huron's just going to take it out of bounds, so I think it was a warning on the Watertown bench. And we'll play on. Huron inbounds it, comes to the right side with Moding. Moding goes baseline, spin move. Evans swings it left side, Ogle. Three left wing, no good. Short rebound and scramble, but Olsen going to come up with the loose ball. Still 31-27 here on, 3:38 to go, third quarter. Rodden up top has Moding in his grill. Left side comes out to Olsen. Olsen deep out there with Gainey. Now flicks back to Engstrom. Engstrom has Olsen on the right side. Olsen goes down low post. Engstrom against Gainey. Almost traveled with it. Kicks back off in the corner. Kick it. Bisker cross court. Olsen a deep three. No good. I don't think it got iron either. Rebound Gainey. Up ahead it's Moding. Moding hesitation. Flicks back to Gainey. Three left side is short. Rebound knocked out. Last touch by Ogle. Right now neither team can get a basket to go. Huron has struggled shooting here this entire third quarter. Back in for the Watertown Arrows is Rabine, and Kranz back in for the Arrows as well. 3:02 to go, third quarter. Huron 31, Watertown 27. Rabine on the inbound, or excuse me, Rodden. Rodden and Rabine have been mixing those up. I apologize for that. Rodden into the front court. Dribbles off right side with Moding up top. Fumbled. Now Kranz with the ball at the top of the key against Evans. Right side, Beauchamp. Look the back door, not there. Rodden takes the three, drives, floater in the lane, gets fouled going to the hoop. And it'll be two shots. We'll see who gets the foul. It's going to be on Porish, and that'll be his second. And Dylan Rodden with two free throws. He's 2 for 2 from the line, has 8 points. Watertown has hit their free throws, although these are the first free throws of the second half. First free throw is good. Watertown's only missed one free throw. McNeil going to check in for Evans. As Watertown back within three, 31-28, 2:39 to go, third quarter. One more shot and good. Watertown pulls within two. Free throws, as much as anything, has kept Watertown close in this game. Moding, top of the key. Now Gainey. Huron's got to find somebody to score the basketball. McNeil on the right wing. Back up top, another three for Porish. No good. Rebound tipped up, and a foul going to go on Watertown. Good block out, I believe, by Moding, and Kranz, perhaps, Or is it on Rod? Somebody got called for a foul, and it'll be here on Tiger ball. Might be on Rodden. That'll be his first. And Watertown with four team fouls. Huron with four. Elwine comes back into the game with those three fouls. Huron McNeil with the inbound. Lobs it all the way out to Elwine, who catches it. Has Rabine on him. They clear it out, and Rabine just runs into him. Now he falls down, and the layup is good. Elwine got Rabine just to fall down. And Huron back up by four. Into the front court comes Beauchamp. He'll lean in, miss the shot. Ball tipped up in the air and out of bounds, and Watertown will keep it. C.J. Gainey right in front of the officials saying he was lobbying for his way, but was hoping that they would call it. And then as soon as they gave Watertown ball, C.J. was there and shook his head yes, and quickly Porish comes back in for Elwine. 2:03 to go, third quarter. Here on up by four, 33-29, Kranz. Up top, Engstrom lobs it back to Kranz on the right wing. Kranz back up top. Rabine. Beauchamp on the left side. Beauchamp starts his drive into a double team. Banked it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Up and in. Watertown back within two. Ogle in the front court. He wants the drive. In on Engstrom. Gets blocked. And a jump ball. Possession, Watertown. Minute 38 to go in the third quarter, and Watertown a chance to tie or even take a lead with a long ball. Olson checks back in for the Arrows, and Trace Wen's going to come in for the first time for the Huron Tigers, replacing Ogle. 33-31 Huron with a minute 38 to go, third quarter. Inbounds, Huron showing some pressure in the backcourt. Rodden with McNeil. Rodden gets in front of McNeil into the front court. Top of the key, Engstrom. Now flip it to Kranz. Now it's Rodden again. Rodden against McNeil. Right side in the corner, Kranz. Wanted the three, couldn't get it off. Low post, Beauchamp. It's deflected by Gainey, picked up by Wenz. Wenz demoting in transition. Flicks it underneath, and a miscommunication there. Trying to get it to Wenz. Back comes Rodden. Rodden into the lane. Double team ball knocked away. Stolen by Porish. Down the floor comes Gainey. He'll go into the paint. Kick out. Wins. Now Gainey again. Top of the key. Gainey will back it out. Moting. 54 seconds to go. Third quarter. Here on a two-point lead. Bounce pass. Low post. Baseline to Porish. Backs his way in. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound and a foul. Again, a push-off going to go on Watertown. That will put Huron in the bonus, and McNeil will shoot two free throws. McNeil had the good block out, and that's what it took. Colton McNeil has not scored in the game. He'll get two free throws here with 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Free throw for McNeil, no good, and did not look good. Haig back into the game, replacing Moting. And one shot pending now for Colton McNeil. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Long rebound, but Kranz going to win the race to the ball. And again, Watertown a chance to tie or take the lead. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Rodden drives into the paint. And did he travel? No, a foul going to go on Huron. It's on Porish. That would be his third. It is the third on Porish, and that's going to put Rodden at the line. He has a chance to tie the score. Free throw is in and out, no good. Elwine going to come back in, replace Haig. 37 seconds to go, third quarter, so the shot clock is still on after this free throw. One more shot, Rodden hits it, and it's a one-point game. 33-32 Huron. Gainey in the front court, about a second and a half difference, game clock, shot clock. And Gainey flicks to Wenz, and I think Huron would like to run it down for one shot if they can. Still got a ways to go, Porish. Now Gainey near the timeline, Rodden on him. Now Elwine with the ball, 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Elwine, screen from Porish. Elwine coming to the right. Now comes back left. Now right again to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled before the shot, but doesn't matter. He'll get two. With 5.2 seconds to go, third quarter. Foul maybe on Engstrom, I'm not sure. They don't put a player in foul anywhere in here. So Elwine going to shoot two. First free throw is good. Bounced it in. Haig will come in for Elwine as long as Blake makes the second free throw. Here on back up by two with 5.2 seconds to go, third quarter. Elwine, second free throw is good, and there's the horn. He'll come off again. Elwine with 9 points here in the third quarter and 20 for the ball game. Watertown, 5.2 seconds to do something with this. Full court pressure by Huron. Get it to Rodden. Comes up the right side. Goes through a double team. Spins. Shot from 40 at the buzzer. Back of the iron. It was close. We head to the fourth quarter. Huron 35. Watertown 32. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425. Click on Careers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KI.
Heading to the fourth quarter, and Huron will have possession here to start the fourth quarter, leading 35-32. Yeah, Porish and Elwine both on the floor with three personal fouls. That'll be something to watch for the Huron Tigers. Watertown has Kranz with three. That's the extent of their foul trouble at this point. Gainey gets Huron into the offense. On the right wing, baseline, it goes to Elwine. He'll back it in, get double team, kick out McNeil in the corner, Moating. He'll fake drive, go up hard to the hoop. He blew by Rodden and gets the layup, and Moating gets Huron back up by five. Back comes Watertown. Engstrom stops on the baseline. Bring it back up top. Beauchamp now flip back to Engstrom. Engstrom backs up and throws it away. He threw it to Beauchamp. I think he thought Beauchamp was going to come out to the corner and just threw it to the corner, and nobody was there. Huron gets the ball off the unforced turnover. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Huron up 37-32. Consolation game. AA Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Jeff Duffy with the play-by-play this afternoon. Moating coming off to the right side. Drifts. Picks up the dribble. Now Gainey on the right side. Gainey up top, McNeil, swing it left side, Porish. Porish will drive into the paint, to the block, lost the ball, gets control of it. Three for Elwine, left wing, yes! Elwine drains a three deep on the left side. And Huron up by eight again, 40-32. Here's the drive, Engstrom counted, he is fouled. And then Engstrom yapped at McNeil with nothing being said. There is a rule called taunting, and that's what you should have called there. It'd be a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Engstrom. The free throw is good. McNeil with his first foul. The lead is 5, 40-35 here on Watertown. Shows full court pressure. Just over 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Elwine coming up the right side. Zone trap here in the front court, Moating. Now Huron can settle into the offense. Gainey flicks left side to Porish. Porish Little spin move against Beauchamp. Double team. Ball knocked away. And Olsen with the steal. Watertown a chance to cut the lead again. Rodden into the front court. Olsen off to the right side. Hands it off to Rodden. And Gainey out on him. On the baseline, Rodden steps through. Banks it in for two. Step through the double team. Rodden has 8 points here in the second half. 12 for the game. And Watertown quickly clips the lead back to three. 40-37 with 6:09 to go. Elwine on the right wing. Cut by Gainey. Now Elwine wants to drive. Rabine on him. And a blocking foul going to go on Rabine. To be honest, Watertown should be mad because that always gets called a charge on Huron. Rabine will pick up the foul. Be his first. This is second. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. McNeil in the corner, Gainey. Gainey will go into the paint, pull up, 15-footer, too strong. Huron has not been able to shoot the ball outside of Elwine. Rebound Olsen, and Watertown again a chance to cut the lead or even tie it. High post Rabine, swing it back to Rodden, and there's the three, and short, but a foul going to go on Elwine. And that'll be number four on Elwine, and I didn't have any kind of... I was blocked out by an official, so I don't see what happened at the end of it. Now the shot came about 6 feet short of the basket. Free throw is good for Rodden. And Watertown within two. Elwine now with four fouls. Second shot is good. 1 point game. Watertown on a very quick 7-0 run. And one more shot for Rodden. And we are tied at 48. Nothing run by Watertown. And the Arrows want a timeout. 5:43 to go in the game. Tied at 40. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the state boys AA basketball tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers.
Tiger 95 and 1346.
5:43 to go in the game. Watertown on a very fast 8-0 run, and we're tied at 40. Huron with the ball off the Watertown 30-second timeout. Gainey into the front court. Huron could use a basket. There's Elwine, draws the double team. He'll go baseline, spin, kick out. Three for Porish. Yes! Porish, a deep three, top of the key. His first bucket of the second half. Huron up three. Drive by Watertown. Rodden, he answers for the Arrows. Rodden coming alive here in the second half. He has scored 7 points here in less than 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Huron's lead at one, 43-42. Moting on the right side, driving, trying to get by Rodden. Flicks back to Elwine on the right wing, inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Rabine on Elwine. Elwine stops, goes baseline. Nice catch by Gainey. He'll shoot from the corner, no good. Rebound Watertown, and they got a chance to regain the lead. And Elwine nearly gets a steal. Out of bounds, and we'll have the immediate timeout with 4:47 to go in the game. Here on 43, Watertown 42. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
4:47 to go in the game. Huron clinging to a one-point lead, 43-42. Huron comes out of the media timeout, last one of the game. Starting five is back out on the floor. It's like Watertown, they have their starters on the floor as well. Arrows looking for just their second lead of the second half. And Rodden with the hot hand right now has the ball against Moding. Olson on the left side. They try to get the open look. Huron comes out in a zone, which I don't think they've done. It's first time this game, I believe. Olson in the corner. Kranz for three. Got it. Kranz gives Watertown a two-point lead, 45-43, with 4:24 to go in the game. Huron goes zone, and Watertown answers with a three. Elwine out there with Rabine. Gets a screen, comes off to the right, and a foul going to go on Beauchamp trying to go for the steal. That'll be number three on Beauchamp. And the second team foul on Watertown. Two team fouls apiece here in the fourth quarter. Huron needs a bucket here now, trailing by two. Just the second time they've trailed here in the second half. Gainey comes out to the right wing. Isolated out there with Kranz. Back up top. Flick it back to Porish. Porish goes baseline, Elwine. Elwine backs his way in. Goes around Rabine. And as the ball swatted away, gets control of it. Gets it back out to Moding. Almost threw it away. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gainey hands it off to Elwine. Elwine will drive hard to the hoop. Oh, had it blocked by Olson. He tried the backhand, and it was blocked by Olson. And Watertown, the lead in the ball, and three short. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Beauchamp, and he gets the putback off the miss by Rowden, and right now Watertown has the momentum. They're up four. 3:20 to go in the game, and there's another steal. Kranz with the steal. One-on-one with McNeil, leans in, no good, and a foul going to go on McNeil. We'll get free throws for Watertown. Well, it was 40-32. Right at the beginning of this fourth quarter. Since then, Watertown has outscored Huron 15-3. At the free throw line is Kranz. First free throw is short. He gets one more. Three team fouls now on Huron. Second shot is good. And Watertown up by five, 48-43, with 3:10 to go in the game. Gainey up top, looks left, there's Moding on the wing. In the corner, Elwine, he'll go baseline, triple teamed. Has to bring it back out, lost his dribble. Baseline to Moding. Moding looking for a cut. Here's the cut now by Elwine, hard to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled before the shot, and it'll be here on possession out of bounds. Rabine with the foul. That will be his third. And third team on Watertown. Evans back in for Huron, replacing McNeil. Moding on the inbounds all the way up top to Elwine. Elwine out there with Rabine. Gets a screen from Evans. Now Elwine, spin move. Looks back door, goes back door. There's a reverse layup. Evans ran the baseline. Nobody was on him. Elwine spotted him. Here on back within three, 48-45. Rodden shoots over Moding. Tough shot, no good. And the rebound for Elwine. Blake into the front court. Left side, almost lost his balance. Top of the key. Backs his way in. Double team. Here's the cut to Evans. Stripped and stolen. It was Beauchamp that stripped it away, and Watertown turns the ball, gets the turnover. But Huron with the turnover. Moding to Gainey for the layup. Kranz got stripped by Moding. Gainey with the layup. And a timeout, Huron. Back to a one-point game, Watertown 48, here on 47. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 AIJ.
2:09 to go in the game. Huron uses a full timeout. Each team has two full, 1:30 remaining. Watertown 48, Huron 47. Winner gets Sioux Falls Jefferson for the consolation championship tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon. Full court pressure again by Huron. Watertown looks to inbound and still working. Finally get in the middle to Olson, back to Kranz. Kranz now Olson will get into the front court. Olson coming up the right side. Now flicks back to Kranz. Watertown in the offense. Bounce pass Rodden. Huron wanted to travel. I didn't see it. Rodden lists bounce pass left side to Rabine. Rodden again deep on the right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kranz goes back door. Wide open. Beauchamp for the layup. Give and go, the weak side screen worked to perfection. Watertown up 3, 50-47, minute 35 to go. Up top screen, here's the roll to Evans, too strong, and was a touch by Watertown. It was not, it'll be Watertown ball. A Watertown kid jumped after it, but they said it was not touched. And Huron throws the ball away, and Holden Haig comes in to replace Elwine. Haig coming in for defensive purposes. Minute 28 to go. Watertown up 3, 50-47. Moding and Rodden gets into the front court. Spin move back up top. Now it's Olson. Come off left side to Kranz. Kranz will drive. Haig stays in front of him. In the corner, bounce pass, low post, Beauchamp. He's double-teamed, but forces his way in. No good, and Haig with the rebound, and then he hit it off of Beauchamp, but it came right back to Haig, who caught it, and Watertown will keep possession. Timeout, Watertown. Minute 4 to go. Watertown up 3. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Minute 4 to go in the game. Watertown has two timeouts remaining. Huron, I believe, still has three. Huron really needs a stop defensively. Down 3 with just over a minute left in the game. Watertown with the inbound, and in the corner it goes to Olson. He'll bring it back up top. Kranz will get Watertown in the offense. They can afford to be patient here with the lead. Hand it off to Rabine. Just a weave out there right now. Rabine looks right and gets it back to Kranz, who looks at the shot clock. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. 45 seconds left in the game. Kranz out there with Porish. Screen, and here's the drive behind the back. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and up to the basket. No good as Kranz missed the layup. Elwine made him switch it. Elwine three for the tie. Yes! A deep three. That was a professional three by Elwine. Drains the three. We are tied at 50. Shot clock off. 27 seconds to go in the game. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3.
Well, it ended up being a full timeout by Huron, not a 30. We're tied at 50 with 27 seconds to go. And so Watertown has a chance to hold it for the last shot. Haig and McNeil back into the game as Porish and Evans come out. Elwine stays on the floor. I thought they might take him out, but I think he's going to guard the inbound for Watertown, which will be under the Huron basket. That does make sense. But he got Elwine on the front of the defense. Beauchamp is all the way back, so there is a bit of a mismatch there with him and Haig. A couple of inches anyway. And Watertown, plenty of time. 27 seconds to go, and Rodden gets the inbound. And that's where Watertown wants the ball. Rodden will walk the ball up. He wants Kranz to come towards him and gets it to Kranz. Watertown will run the offense. 16, 15 seconds to go. Kranz gives it back to Olson. Top of the key. 11, 10. Tied at 50. Kranz right side. Gets by Ganey. Drives to the hoop and blocked, but a foul going to go on Huron with 4.7 seconds to go. Going to be two shots for Kranz. Foul, I assume, is on Ganey. Or is it on McNeil? I think it's on McNeil. Either way, Kranz at the line to shoot two with 4.7 seconds left in the game. A chance to give his team the lead. Kranz was 7 points, one of two from the free throw line. Two of three, it bottled out and bottled in. Watertown up 51-50. One more shot for Kranz. It's good, and Watertown leads by two, and we have a timeout. Watertown with 4.7 seconds to go. 52-50. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
4.7 seconds to go. Huron has to go the full length of the court, down by two. We need the Tegan Evers special at this time. And now McClemens wants a timeout, which is not a big surprise. Timeout Watertown to counter what Huron had set up. We'll take another timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome. Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
While we were gone, a technical foul was called on Huron. I'm not sure if Huron tried to call a back-to-back timeout without the ball being handed in. I'm not sure. But, well, this game's pretty much over. Ron's going to shoot two free throws, and Watertown is going to get the ball. So my guess is, I don't know, my guess is Huron tried to call a timeout before Watertown's timeout was over. And Rodden hits both free throws, and Watertown's going to win it. So a technical foul on Huron. And now Watertown wants another timeout. 54-50, Watertown, still 4.7 to go. Huron was called for a technical foul, and I'm not 100% sure what happened there. My guess is trying to take back-to-back timeouts. And Budnagan still having a animated discussion with the official, or they say Huron. Well, Huron still got, Huron had a timeout left, so now Coach Noyes is talking to the official. So I have no clarification what happened, but a technical foul was called on Huron right as Watertown was coming out of that timeout, and Watertown's going to win the game. Watertown's up by four as Rodden hit both of the technical free throws. And it'll be Watertown ball out of bounds. And Budnick is now over talking to Rodert. Basically, Budnagen, whatever rule was applied, Budnagen does not agree with it. Inbounds going to be slapped out of bounds by Elwine. Will stay with Watertown. So whatever the call was, I have no idea. I have animated discussion behind me on the part of the Huron Tiger fans, but what it is, I don't know. Lob comes in, and a five-second count. Huron gets the ball with 3.7 seconds to go. So Watertown does not get the ball inbounded, but Huron's got to score twice with 3.7 seconds left. So inbound comes to Elwine. He'll dribble, gets fouled, and not a bad. It'll be three free throws, but they're going to say in the act of shooting, but even if Elwine makes all three, Huron will be down by one. So Elwine will shoot three, down four. First one is no good. .9 seconds left, and again, we'll see how Huron's going to pull this one out. It, Budnagin just sprawled at the end of the bench with his arms out. Second free throw good for Elwine. He'll get one more. Blake now with 27 points to lead all scorers. And one more for Elwine. He just throws it at the rim. And Huron gets the rebound. Shot up at the buzzer. Huron made the three, but they're going to say it was after the buzzer. Moding made the three, but they waved it off. And we might go to instant replay. This is what it's in there for. Elwine missed the shot on purpose. Gainey got the rebound, got it out to Moding, and Moding baked in a three. It certainly looked to me like it was late. It certainly looked like Gavin did not get the shot off in time, but again, this is what review is for. They brought it in for state tournament, so why not? So we will go to... instant replay here to see if Moding's shot will count. It definitely went in, but again, it did look to me like it was late. So it is instant replay. Watertown reacting like it was too late. Gainey got it out in that angle you can't see. And actually, Huron lining up to shake hands, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be... They're still looking, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be waved off, and Watertown's going to win it 54-51. Yeah, it would go overtime if it counts, but I'm not assuming that's going to happen. And they will wave it off. Watertown wins 54-51. Timeout, 2 minutes. On Dakota Sports.
The fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Dell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, controversial end to the ball game here today. And what happened at the end, I have no idea. All the official scoring sheet says that technical foul on the Huron coach with 4 seconds left. But what brought on that technical, I don't know. Did he say something or was he trying to take a timeout when the official said he couldn't? I don't know. I don't really know if I want to do a post-game interview, but if Bud comes out, we'll do one. I'll say that much. So Tigers will play for seventh place tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon against Sioux Falls Roosevelt. So we'll be on the air 11:40 with the pregame tomorrow to wrap up our basketball season here on Dakota Sports. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes, still adding up the totals here. Gary's Auto Glass postgame will continue on Dakota Sports.
With your family at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, enjoy our Easter buffet of prime rib, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, mac and cheese salad, tossed salad, broccoli salad, and cottage cheese pockets with cream sauce. Plus, a dessert bar. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant Easter buffet is Sunday, March 31st from 10:30 till 3. Call 605-352-1639 for reservations.
Crop insurance with Agent Access. That's what you'll find at Farm and Agency of Huron. Farming is not an 8-to-5 venture, nor does Mother Nature punch a time clock. At Farm and Agency, we answer your crop insurance questions promptly, accurately, and with your unique needs in mind whenever they arise, even beyond our full-time office hours. Call 605-353-1112 and learn how Farm and Agency of Huron provides crop insurance from your side of the fence. Farm and Agency of Huron is an equal opportunity provider.
Neighbor, family, community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And once again, we are back here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. Very quickly, Coach Buddenhagen is out here. Controversial ending to the game. And, Coach, if he can tell me by FCC standards, what happened there with 4 seconds to go?
We get a bench warning for staring at the referee and not saying anything.
So we were staring at the official and nothing else?
And nothing else. And then I said, how can we get a bench warning for staring? He's staring at me and he's not saying a word. And suppose the referee said, what do you want? And he just stared at him, didn't say a word.
Okay, so, well... It is what it is, I guess. Takes away from what was a great basketball team between two good teams. But, you know, bottom line is, I thought the kids came out with fire. I think you challenged them a couple of times before the game to come out and do that. I think we did answer the bell there.
Well, I thought we played great defense in the first half. Did an outstanding job taking stuff away from them. I think they had 1-3 in the first half. And the main thing was taking away the 3 and free throws. I think they had too many free throws. That was the killer. They had too many free throws in the first half. I think they had 1-3, 7 free throws. That's 10 of their 18. And then in the second half, we just stood. Didn't have a lot of movement. And that cost us. And then we went to a little 1-3-1, let Kranz in the corner, and then he pops a 3.
And overall, you know, Blake Elwine, after last night, I think he was a little frustrated. He came out 27 points, best player on the floor today. He's our first National Bank player of the game. You know, defensively, everybody contributed. Probably could have used a few more points from some other parts, but they had no answer for Blake.
Well, they didn't have any answer, and then they could grab and hold them. You know, I mean, that's what my vision is. They could grab and hold them, run two bodies at them, and then we don't get anything. And then on the other end, you know, that last play where Colton McNeil, I don't know if he fouled him or not, but didn't look like it. But at that time, I mean, do you call that? I don't know. I just think you don't, because it's a great game. Let it go the next 4 minutes. I mean, we got bumped and grinded over there, and now they call that one over here.
So overall, you know, we just got one game left to go. I know it's going to be hard to regroup, get ready for Roosevelt tomorrow. And bottom line, we'll play one more game. And really, I'm kind of at a loss here.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what to say. I apologize to the Huron fans. I apologize to our players. That tee should have never occurred. That's my fault.
We don't deserve it.
Yeah, that's my fault. I shouldn't have said anything. But on a stare, I just don't understand that one.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a timeout, 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from Sioux Falls on Dakota Sports.
75, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50,
Home Instead Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425. Click on Careers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Kurtz Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
One last time for today here from the Denny here on Tigers Fall in a controversial end, 54-51 to Watertown. We'll play Roosevelt for seventh place tomorrow. Here's the rundown on the scoring. Watertown now 14-9 on the season. Dylan Rodden had 20 points. He scored 16 in the second half. Will Engstrom added 11, 9 for Cohen Kranz with that big three late in the game. 8 points, Caden Beauchamp. 4 for Jake Olson and 2 for Marcus Rabine. For the Huron Tigers, 27 for Blake Elwine, 8 for C.J. Gainey, 6 Anderson Porish, 4 for Holden Haig, 4 for Gavin Moding, and 2 for Carson Evans. Shooting in the game, Watertown was 16 of 43, 37%, 3 of 14 for 21%. Big difference from the free throw line, probably the difference in the game. Watertown was 19 of 22 for 86% from the free throw line here on 10 of 18. Here on 18 of 37 from the field, 49%. 5 of 16 on threes, 31%. And 10 of 18 from the free throw line for 56%. Rebounds, Huron had 21, Watertown 28. Watertown, nobody had more than 4. I guess Jake Olson had 5 for Huron, 21 rebounds, 9 for Blake Elwine. So Blake had 27 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game. Turnovers, 12 for Watertown and 16 for Huron. And that is the stats here to close out this ball game this evening. Huron Tigers Fall will play Roosevelt for 7th place tomorrow, 12 noon. We'll be on the air 11:40 with the pregame. That'll be here on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron.
from Brandon. First off, though, we're going to kick it right off with a First National Bank, or excuse me, a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We aren't ready for First National Bank yet. We don't have any scores to report, but Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Moses Gross has advanced to the semifinals at 150 pounds. Class A wrestling just picked up a win by fall over Jackson Cheddar of T area. First period win by fall. So he is in the semifinals. Brian Ramirez is in the quarterfinals later at 215 pounds, and he'll be looking for a berth in the semifinals as well. So congratulations, Moses. Third straight year, he's in the semifinals, won the state title 2 years ago, was runner-up last year, and now one match away from returning for a third year in a row to the state championship. Congratulations to Moses. So now we get ready for basketball here. The girls are out warming up on the floor. Brandon Valley comes in with a record of 14-4. Huron at 7-12. Huron last two games has just struggled to shoot the basketball, plain and simple. Had that low-scoring loss to Watertown where neither team could hit a shot. Then O'Gorman, top-ranked in the state Tuesday, cruised to a win at the arena. And wasn't like Huron wasn't getting opportunities to score, because they were and just weren't getting shots to fall. We'll see if they can turn it around. You want to play well in this final game of the regular season and feel good as you have a week to prepare for the Sodak 16. For the girls, will be a week from tomorrow night. They will be on the road. Don't know for sure who the opponent will be at this point, but speculation, I guess we have that going. Talked to both coaches, Mike Zurr, head coach of Brandon Valley, and Cody Kaufman, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our doubleheader tonight here in Brandon. Brandon Valley head girls head coach Mike Zurr joins us here. They come in with a record of 14-4 on the season. And coach, here, final couple days of the season, 14-4. Got to like where you're at.
Yeah, we've had a really good year. Been fun to kind of see a team that was kind of young at the start of the year really progress and kind of come into their own here at the end of the season, and hopefully playing our best basketball here in the next couple weeks to come.
Well, it looks like your typical Brandon Valley. You got some size. I know you always have athletes because you always have good girls track teams.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we put some of that track and soccer and, you know, all those multi-sport kids in together. And, you know, some great height inside with Madison Giever. She's had a great year for us, worked her tail off last offseason, and it's really translated into some good stuff. And then Gracie Salter bringing us a ton off the bench. Just being relentless, rebounding the basketball, and bringing a ton of energy for us off the bench as far as our length goes. And then, Paisley Hoff being a great physical presence for us and kind of our emotional leader defensively for sure.
And basically you can go any way you want to, I suppose. You can go up and down. You can post up girls, whatever the other team's giving you.
We want to really keep the pace going. That's one of the things that we talk about a lot is, you know, being able to control transition and then having some patience once we get in the half court, being able to play through the paint, as you said, and hopefully accentuate our strength down there.
Scott and report on the
the Huron Tigers?
Really good team. They play incredibly hard. Coach Kaufman, I mean, they've played as their best basketball against the best teams in our state. And when you see players, you know, like the Hines sisters and you know, inside number 42, I suck at names, but, you know, just some physical presences in there, and they're always going to play their best and when it matters the most.
And finally, I think we said you're number three seed right now. Probably can't move up. Still have to play well, though, to keep that three.
Absolutely. You just want to go 1-0 every night we get the chance to play and, you know, let things shake out as they may. I think one year, you know, early on in my career, I did it all out, you know, did all the numbers and, you know, had it all down to the T, and then I was wrong. So, you know, it played out some other way, and I didn't see something. So we'll just play our best, hopefully, try to go 1-0 and let the chips fall where they may here.
Mike Zur, head coach of Brandon Valley. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
And Buckingham was ESC and state high jump champion.
Go with Cody in 3, 2, and 1.
For the high jump when she graduated. She's also part of 2 state championship relays. Was a starter on the girls' basketball team. After graduation, she was South Dakota's first female to receive an appointment to West Point. She competed in track for the cadets. Patricia Ann Buckingham is a member of the Huron High School Hall of Fame.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here as we get set for the girls' half of our doubleheader tonight. Brandon Valley wrapping up the regular season. Cody Kaufman, head coach, Tiger Girls, joins us here. Record of 7-12 on the season. And, coach, last two games, losses at Watertown, home against O'Gorman. Saw a similar theme there, and that's that we're right now we're just kind of in a funk shooting the ball, scoring the ball.
Yeah, you know, we kind of touched on it, you know, Wednesday, you know, at practice, you know, we're pressing too much, right? We're getting sped up. We're trying. I mean, the more you try to make a shot, the harder it's going to be for you to make a shot. So, we just got to relax and shoot the ball. And if we miss, you miss, and you know, move on to the next play. So, again, I think they've done a pretty good job of that. We just are pressing, especially on Tuesday night. We got to the point where we were trying to make, you know, 6-point, 7-point shots, and obviously those aren't possible. So, one shot at a time, 2 points, 3 points, whatever it may be. We got to be able to just, you know, concentrate, knock down some shots. Wednesday we worked on some, you know, contested shooting stuff, and hopefully that gets us back into a little bit more of a rhythm. And they're all capable shooters. They've all put in the time. So I'm not concerned about it. That's part of basketball. You know, we'll adjust and make the adjustments. So.
Talk about Brandon Valley. They're 14-4. I think they have the number 3 seed in the state right now. And looks like a typical Brandon team. They have some height, and you always have those multi-sport athletes that just can do so many things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they have a little bit of size inside, but they're extremely athletic, you know, and quick on the outside. Not probably as old as, you know, you're used to seeing on a Brandon Valley team. Usually have quite a few seniors, but they're young girls that they play. It looks like their sophomore class is very, you know, is very good. You know, they get a lot of contributions from their sophomore class, a couple starters, and then a couple girls that come off the bench. So they're what you expect of them. And again, like you said, they just played Mitchell to a tough game on Thursday, come up on the short end of that. But they're, you know, they're a very good team and probably a top 2-3 team in the state.
And just wrap it up with this final game of the regular season. And we know we're going to be on the road next Friday for the Sodak. Bottom line is we want to play well tonight, have a good feeling going into this week of practice coming up.
Well, the message to the girls was, right, is like we got to put people on notice, right? Like we early on in the year, we were playing with the best teams in the state, right? So we got to make sure that we play well tonight. And whoever we play come next Friday, they make sure that they know that it's not going to be easy, you know, whatever happens, you know, to play. They don't want to play Huron, and it's going to be a tough out for them if they think they're going to make the state tournament. So that's got to be our message tonight, you know, to the state as we move forward, that, you know, we're showing up and we're going to start playing some good basketball, and we'll be ready to go next Friday.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger girls, timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
The newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
If you're like a lot of South Dakotans, you've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the Internet as their playground, and they're constantly deploying new scams to attempt to take your hard-earned funds. Fraudulent websites have grown by leaps. Consumers and businesses need to check all aspects of a website before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard.
Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Katie Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmons.